In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are finishing the first epistle of St. John tomorrow in the regular yearly readings. And this epistle we should read several times a year, not just once in the church cycle, but also in our private reading. It's very, very important. And he says things that are, in my opinion, that no one else quite says the same way. He has a very expressive and amazing way of putting things. The other apostles had their gifts, but St. John had this gift of speaking about love. That's why we call him the Apostle of Love. So this reading begins. It's at the end of the fourth chapter and all of the fifth. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. And he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? This is a very good thing to remember, a very good rule of thumb. You've heard me refer to it many, many times. This is how we evaluate if we love God. Now, in the communion prayers we say, the pre-communion prayers, I believe it's Psalm 115, the exclamation by the psalmist is, I said all men are liars. And we are liars when we say we love God, right? Because we don't love our neighbor. Not perfectly. So we cannot say that we love God. Now, St. John uses the word hate. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother. But let's be honest with ourselves. In our heart, we know this is semantics. We know that anything that is not love is some kind of hate. There is either love or hate. So we must measure ourselves based upon this admonition of St. John. If we love God, we love our brother. There is no shade of meaning here. There is no continuum. If we love God, we love our brother. This is how a Christian must live. So a Christian must then continually rebuke himself for the way he interacts with God's beloved creatures. Because our interaction with them, even if it's only in our mind, shows that we do not love them. And therefore, we do not love God. But this verse also gives, in a sort of a hidden way, but not obvious, the way that we will learn to love God. Because we have, it doesn't say, excuse me, there's another verse. Yes, it does, excuse me. If we say we love God, whom we have not seen, and we don't love our brother, whom we have seen, we're a liar. Well, St. John is telling us, he's teaching us, here's how you learn to love God. Love your brother. And if you love your brother, if you are fulfilling the second commandment, then you are fulfilling the first. And you are learning to fulfill the first. So it is absolutely necessary to love our brother. And that will teach us how to love God. Loving God is not an intellectual exercise. It is not something we did just do in the privacy of our own room. Loving God is feeling the needs of our brother. Now, there are ascetics who are almost unknown to men, and they love their brother. St. Silouan comes to mind. He was not unknown by any means, but he was a humble monk, and he came up with this prayer, which I might not say correctly, but I pray thee, O Lord, for all the peoples of the world, and that they might know thee by thy Holy Spirit. He prayed with a tortured heart, with a hurting heart, with a bleeding heart for everyone in the world. And although, of course, he knew very few. So let us use this verse and commit it to memory. I really think you should know this verse by heart, and you should remember it and measure yourself in your daily affairs by it. Really, everything you have to do today is about loving your neighbor. so that you would love God. Now, we can say that you should love God, but St. John says it's easy to say you love God, whom we have not seen. But the proof of whether or not you love God is if you love your brother, whom you have seen. So let us learn to love our brother, and in so doing we will love God. Of course, the greatest commandment is to love God. But if we love God, we will love those whom he loves. So may God help us to love our brother. There's so much more in this epistle. How about this? For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Herein is the reason why we follow the commandments. Because of love. Not because they are laws imposed upon us by someone who has the power to kill or to send to hell, but because of love. This is important to understand. So many people do not understand why we follow the commandments. And in our day now, don't worry about it, in our day now, when the pursuit of pleasure has become almost a sacrament to some, they do not understand why God would want us to not have pleasure. It's not about that. It is about loving our Father and therefore wanting to please our Father. And so we do the things that please our Father. We follow his commands because we love him, not because they are laws imposed upon us. The way of the commandments, the things described in the commandments, I'm not speaking of the ten now. I'm speaking of everything our Lord said and everything that he preached. If we follow these commandments, they are the way of life. And they are the natural way in which a person who loves God would act. So to the extent that you do not follow the commandments, that's also a measurement of how much you love God or how little you love God. These are difficult things because later on, St. John says something that is very high. It confused me for many years. I'm less confused by it now, but I still don't understand it, if that makes any sense. Although I feel some great comfort from it, because I think it's a promise of what's going to happen to us. And here it is. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Wow. So, to be born of God means to not sin. It sounds like St. John is saying that to be born of God is to become perfect, so that we can be with the one who is perfect. So being born of God is a process. None of us can really say in an absolute way that we are born of God, therefore. Now, dogmatically, we say, yes, we were born again. We were born of water and of the Spirit. That's true. But we are still in the process of being born of God, because the Scripture tells us we have the power to become sons of God. But it doesn't automatically happen, right? It happens from our living according to the commandments of our Father, because of love, not because of fear. Fear is a very, very poor motivator. Love is the greatest motivator. So, brothers and sisters, let us learn a little something from the Apostle of Love today. Let's learn that when we do not love our brother, we are showing we don't love God. And let us also beg the Lord to show us when it is that we do not love our brother. What hidden inclinations there are in us, what hidden agendas, hidden thoughts, hidden passions there are, that cause us to act out, whether it be in a physical way or just mentally, against our brother in a way that shows that we do not love him. I am convinced that the majority of what we do in our life, when it is a sin, we are not aware of. The majority. And since our Lord, most of the time, preached about our relationship with man, it must be that most of our sins are against our brother. Every sin is against God, but most of our sins are also against our brother. Perhaps maybe not most. Who knows what the division is, but quite a few. So may God grant us to learn about love. The way you learn to love God is first, love your brother. May God help us in this.